Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Good morning, Aisling.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Lego was what got you thinking today.
It was, yeah. Just when you were talking about Lego and boys and girls and bits and bobs. And just yesterday I was visiting a cousin and watching with Lego, her son was playing and he asked if I wanted to see a video he'd put together of Lego. And
how old is he?
He's 9 years of age.
Yeah, and he's a Lego fan, is he?
Oh, both, yeah, and his younger brother, who's 4 this December, Lego mad, absolutely love it.
Right.
And boxes of it everywhere.
All over, down the side of the couch.
Everywhere.
Slipping on the kitchen.
You name it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some houses have it with loom bands and some houses have it with Lego. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So you were going to watch a video, is that what you said?
Yeah, he'd put together a little video that he'd made of his Lego, so I just assumed he's absolutely mad about John Deere's and tractors and farm and everything, so I assumed it was something to do with that, because you think you've walked into a farm when you walk into his room and stuff like that. So he put it on, and the first little video, well, or the first part of the video was just like a truck,
mm-hmm.
and there was a motorcycle in the back of it, and then the next part was four guys holding up a stick each side of them. There was a blue peg on top of that and a helmet. And then behind that was some people, and then behind that again was another truck with a motorcycle. And it was actually his father's funeral. His father died in April 2013.
Oh, God.
And it just struck me, something just so simple. Normally when you see Lego, I have a neighbour here beside me, and their son plays, you know, with cars and makes car trucks and everything and helicopters, and it's great. And just to see just something so innocent, it meant so much. Like, it was just amazing.
And he was reconstructing his dad's funeral out of Lego.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that extraordinary?
It's just amazing. In the imagination of people, you'd never believe it until you actually seen it. It was just, you know, I was at the funeral that day, and my cousin, she would have been like a sister with me growing up. Herself and her husband got married in 2007. I was bridesmaid, and, you know, just to see it, you could never imagine it actually happening until you've seen it, you know. It was shocking.
And what did you think when you saw the video of the funeral in Lego?
I felt very sad for him, for a start. Just, you know, that this is what his memory is. You know, the day of the funeral, it was raining. Actually, it wasn't a nice day. And his father, he drove a motorcycle for fun. He was at one of the motorcycle clubs. And, you know, there was a lot of bikes around that day that led the funeral and everything. And it was raining the same day, and it was kind of noisy with him. And he stood very quietly watching everything, you know. And he was just taking everything in. And I remember the day very well and everything. And, you know, we're a year and a half on, and this is where he's come to terms with it now. And this is how he's... You know, he wasn't sad about it. He speaks freely about his dad. Obviously, you know, they missed him. The younger brother wouldn't remember as much, but he still asks about his dad every day. But the older brother, he just misses him terribly, like we all do. And, you know, this is just his way of dealing with it. But he's not sad about it. But it's just amazing that it's something so specific as a toy that normally would bring fun. And it does bring fun to him, but just to see it in funeral terms, it was just amazing.
It's such a profound moment for this boy, seeing through this most innocent of toys. And what happened to his dad?
He was diagnosed with renal cell cancer and died basically within 5 or 6 weeks of being diagnosed. It was just so advanced. And so, yeah, he was 38 years of age. They did offer some treatment due to his age, and he was a young married man with two kids, but it had just gone too far by the time they found it. And unfortunately, you know, I think it was about 5 or 6 weeks he got, and that was it.
It's going to be a long old Christmas for some people, isn't it? It's a tough
one. Yeah, it's terrible, you know. And I was up there yesterday. I actually met you before in Kilkenny not so long ago with my daughter. I don't know if you remember, you lifted her out of the pram and she was a star.
I can't help it. I dug my way into the pram there to make sure she was out. That's right.
Yeah, and it's amazing. You're defending people, you know, but judging and stuff like that. It's amazing how people jump on the same day. My own child, her little boots fell off, and I got criticised that she'd no socks on.
I remember that on Facebook, and everyone said, and then somebody had to come in and say, look, the sock, I think you came in and said the sock fell off, and we put the sock back on straight away. So, but people love to get involved, you know what I mean? Especially, you know. But anyway, look, don't mind that.
Never mind. But yesterday I was sitting there, I had my daughter on my knee.
Yeah, beautiful.
My partner was at home. You know, sometimes we'd love to strangle each other and everything, but the fact is he's still there, you know, and I'm sitting with my cousin. And, you know, she's doing her best to speak about her husband and the boy's dad, but they still have to go this Christmas like they did last Christmas without him. And, you know, I can come home and, and I'm happy. We don't have everything or a lot, but what we have, you know, we're rich, we're happy, and that's it.
Yeah.
Whereas she's missing such an important part of her life, and the boys are missing their dad, and I don't know. It was just very hard to see it. You don't want to feel sorry for them as such, because, you know, he didn't show me it to make me feel sorry for him, but that was just his way of coping with things, and it just struck a chord to see it.
We need to be a bit more grateful, I think, sometimes for the normality and the beauty in normality. Hey, listen, good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Ryan.
Give that gorgeous little Dodie a hug from me, please.
I will indeed.
And I'll see you
soon.
Thank
you very much.
See you in Kilkenny soon.
Problem,
thanks, Aisling.
Absolutely. Take care.
Take care for now.